Centered on overcoming the pandemic, Nickelbelt Liberal MP Mark Serre said Tuesday's speech from the throne echoes what he has heard from constituents in recent months. These unprecedented circumstances have taken an economic, social and mental toll on our communities, and I am energized to be back in the House of Commons and take part in this progressive throne speech, he said in a media release. I remain steadfast to ensure a rural lens is applied when new legislation is considered and passed. Key points he highlighted in the throne speech he cited include overcoming the pandemic with a focus on economic growth and recovery, ensuring access to mental health and other forms of critical health care, tackling affordability and addressing the cost of living, action to mitigate urgent housing needs and rural priorities, prioritizing environmental sustainability, focusing on indigenous reconciliation and priorities, promoting diversity and inclusion. Serre, who is 2 months into his third term in Parliament, said there are unique realities in Northern Ontario he intends to continue tackling. We still face gaps in services for broadband, access to affordable childcare, aging infrastructure and more, he said, affirming his commitment to working with various stakeholders to ensure local priorities are carried out in Ottawa. Tuesday's speech was delivered by Governor-General Mary Simon and kicked off the first session of the 44th Parliament. This decade is still young, Simon said in the speech's conclusion. With compassion, courage, and determination, we have the power to make it better than how it started. In addition to their goal of ending the pandemic, she said parliamentarians intend to establish a more resilient economy and a cleaner and healthier future for all our kids. For a complete text of the throne speech, click here.